is up. It is me, George G. Got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show coming your way featuring Tanaya Hairston. Tanaya is founder of Rise the Movement. She is an impact investor and educator, empowering women with diverse impact investment opportunities, creating a community and a movement around that. We had an awesome conversation that talked about our ability to vote with our dollars and how sometimes it could be frustrating to look at cultural issues and political issues and feel like we don't have a lot of control, but how we can have absolute control over how we are allocating and spending our money, and we can align our values with our spending and our investing. We talked about setting the conditions and creating the conditions for people to feel comfortable not understanding and learning new things and creating the resources and making resources available for educating people and then actually making good impact investing available to people. And we closed with a great difference-making tip. I know that you are going to love it. Let's go. Tanaya, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please.
Okay. Two truths. Number one, I have invested in a building that provides affordable rents. One truth. Second truth is I am a computer science undergrad. And a lie is I invest in oil and gas opportunities.
Well, if you tell me what they are, I'm supposed to guess. I am supposed to guess which one the lie is. You don't just need to tell me two truths and a lie today. Huh? Let's do it again. Let's stop doing the investing stuff. Let's do personal stuff. Give me two truths and a lie about you personally.
Okay. That's so funny. Sorry, I just want to laugh because that is funny.
Oh, 100%. We're off to a good start for sure.
Yeah, I do. I just want to laugh. Okay, so I have lived in over 8 states.
Okay.
And I have a child that is going to is a baseball commit and going to college. And I love to eat Indian food.
Ah, okay. Now we're getting somewhere. You lived in 8 states. You've got a child going off to college for baseball, and you love to eat Indian food. Okay. Well, I do not doubt that you've lived in a lot of different places, and I also do not doubt that you've got a child who's an excellent baseball player. So I'm going to say that the lie is the Indian food.
You did it.
Yes. Got it. Awesome.
You did it. Oh, it's amazing.
All right. So you don't like Indian food. What is your favorite food? Maybe we'll do that.
Ooh, okay. So I love seafood. So I love like the Asian Japanese food, the seafood sushi variety. I try to eat really kind of more healthy, yeah. Right? Unless the sweets are baked and it's in the wintertime and they're baked from scratch. That's the cat. Like, who can say no to just hot baked freshness out of the oven in the winter when it's cold? No one.
Not me. And I'm not interested in anybody that would want to do that. So awesome. All right. Just not Indian food. So totally get it.
I don't really like it. No. Mm-mm.
That's okay. It's okay. We don't need to like everything, Tanaya. We have our preferences. So, well, what is top of mind for you right now?
Oh, well, since you guessed my truth, it is preparing. I've got my very first, my son is going to college. So we are actually moving him into his dorm. So that's top of mind for me, of course.
Yeah.
And then number two, that's professionally, really, to be frank, top of mind. So I've got him going to college. I've got another who's a senior in high school. She wants to get committed. So that's top. I'm trying to think of what else I could say. Those are the best things, I would say.
Yeah, I think that that's awesome. Cool. And I know that you are creating community and space. So tell me a little bit about your work with Rise the Movement.
Well, my work with Rise the Movement is really all about connecting women with impact-based opportunities that make the world better. So we look at private opportunities across businesses, we look at private opportunities across funds, we look at private opportunities across real estate, right? So if we have savings, right, we invest maybe about this amount in public markets, but then all the rest of those things are private things. And so we connect women with private opportunities to participate in. We share with them and connect them with values aligned planners, right? We do make connections. That's really what we do. We function as a top of the line ecosystem to where we connect women with either advisors or private opportunities so they can invest.
Awesome. And you were looking around a couple of years ago, and obviously you noticed that there was some problem or a gap in the market or something that didn't exist, and you are filling it.
Yes, I'm feeling it because so 13 years ago I was the managing director of a private investing group and only men came and then the men invited other men, right? And I really wanted to share these opportunities with women. And then secondly, I wanted women to understand all the areas to participate. And then I wanted to align with others who were just as passionate about education of women that I was, so that way we could make connections so they can grow what they have and also understand it and be educated at the same time. So we really function as this ecosystem to where we connect with values aligned leaders and connect with private. So that's what Rise is, kind of, we're an ecosystem.
Nice. What is it that was missing? Is it just that women were not feeling comfortable going into spaces where there weren't other women? Was it just a lack of interest? Is it a lot of different factors?
So I will say that that's why I call it a movement, because it's a mindset for women, right? It's a mindset for them to understand all of these different opportunities to participate in and where they can also make an impact. It's a mindset. So that's why it's called a movement, right? And it's also the onus of here's all the things you can do, and here's all the ways, meaning here's all the different ways that you can grow money, and here's all the ways. Here's all the ways you can grow money, and then here are all the ways to make an impact. And then here are all the ways that you can make an impact at the same time.
So it is, I appreciate that it is a movement, and I think that that's a great way to describe it because it's a big world. The world of investing is enormous and confusing, and there's so many opportunities through impact investing that I don't think that people realize. And so I'm sure that once you are able to connect people with the resources to, for lack of a better term, empower them to be able to educate and make decisions and then realize, wow, I can actually sort of vote with my dollars and my investments. It's a pretty powerful combination.
Yeah, so we do a couple of things. A, we do this virtual community, right, where we meet monthly and we look at like opportunities. So we will look at businesses, like one of the businesses that we brought in, right? A woman takes 80% food waste and turns those into beautiful leathers, right? We had a lot of women interested in that one. We look at real estate opportunities that do like affordable rents. Another woman, she's actually based in Arizona, but they buy like a tranche of trailer homes and then they do financial education for the entire community. Next month, we're bringing a water and sanitation fund where we get 11% IRR, and then those women are paying microloans back at a 99% success rate. So there are things like that. And then we have a back-end community to where you can kind of see this whole ecosystem, like public opportunities. That are like think ETFs that also are thematic, focus on things like clean energy, because that's what we do. We ask them to check the box, like of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. Like, what do you care about? Is it clean energy? Is it water and sanitation? Is it infrastructure, right? Is it, gender equality? And then we map opportunities with what is cared about, and then we make the connections.
That's such a powerful thing. I think, and this is something I've certainly experienced, is a frustration with looking at massive issues going on in the world. And maybe the way that I think about one of our big cultural issues, you say abortion. Let's say that I am I'm an advocate for women's rights to be able to make that choice, and I perceive that the government is making laws that goes against that. Frustrating. But then you come to the realization that I can actually make investments that will make whatever I'm interested in advance that cause. So it's a way to, again, sort of vote without actually going to the ballot box through investment.
Yeah, I don't think we realize, right, that when we make, and it starts fundamentally, right? Because I teach, like you can teach teens this or young adults, right? When even when we buy things, we're making a vote. Because if capitalism is when you purchase things, that's really how you allow a company to grow. And it starts, everyone can be impactful and can start at a fundamental level with what we buy. Right. So we can buy from companies that maybe have mixed leadership if gender equality is important to us. We can buy for good work from companies that have good working conditions. Right. We can make a vote with our dollars, and they can start so fundamentally with purchase decisions, with our banks, like where we put our money in. So you don't always have, yes, we do share private opportunities, but you can just every step counts, like because our banks are investing our money. Right. So you can look and see how are the banks investing this capital that I'm putting into this bank. Right. And then you can take it a step further and think, okay, I'm going to support public opportunities. Right. So then what are those and how can I invest? And then if you have more savings, right, then you can do private. So really at almost every level, we can think about how we want to affect change and the impact and the companies we want to support. It can start so fundamentally. It doesn't have to be in a big way, even though that's what we share, but we can all be impactful in our with our capital and the money that we actually do have.
I think it is so unfortunately overlooked because it's really important to go vote. There's no two ways about that, and to become politically active. And how you allocate your dollars plays a massive role in your community and everything that you've been describing. So I think that that's great. Who is a good fit? Is it women that are already investors, or are you interested in reaching out to women that haven't really gotten there, become investors yet?
Yeah. And that's a good way to say it. I love what you just said because it really starts with education, and that's what we do. We give education and community, right? And it's so important for this movement not to be like biased. Like I'm not trying to push a particular product. I'm not trying to push a particular fund, right? It's so important for us not to be biased because if we focus on the education, like educating, like, okay, how do you pick, these public opportunities, right? And then let us connect you with somebody that can help you. So that way we're not trying to push you down that path. How do you kind of understand if it's your first business investment that's private? How do you understand what that is? What are your expectations, right? And so it's important for us to hold your hand and walk alongside you, throughout the whole process. That's so important. So yes, right. The easiest are obviously if women already consider themselves investors in the community or women, yes, with savings. We do tend to be a little older, right? I would say mid to late 30s on up to early 60s. So women with savings, women business owners, and then because we do passive income opportunities, right? And they like the tax opportunities of investment. So we'll funnel those in as well. And then women in finance, right? That's the third part, obviously, that are in the organization and community where we share things. But yeah, we like to educate because otherwise, right, I'm only going to want you to invest in what we have. And I love the emphasis behind like let's be agnostic. Let's just, focus on the change we want. Let's move money into the changes that we want to see, right? So it means things like investing in maybe we invest in like affordable, communities in real estate with passive income. And, you can do some with beautiful double-digit private IRR instead of maybe investing in, prison systems. That would be me personally, right? Everybody's different. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want to invest in, it's okay, but you could. Right, if you wanted to, right? Or you could invest in clean energy and maybe divest from oil and gas, right? You could. It's okay, whatever you do, it doesn't matter, right? We're all individuals and we can make up our mind as to what we want to participate in. It's okay, right? But you could. So that's what we share, you know. Does
I think that that's great. For
that
sure. For sure. You know, I'm fond of saying I'm not interested in putting my values in anybody else. What I want is for you to decide what your values are and for you to exercise them yourself. So.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly. Yeah. So we ask, like, what change do you want to see? And then let's align some things that support that, right? So, and it's okay, whatever those are, you know, it's okay.
Unless it's Indian food, Tanaya, and then we're not
Unless it's
interested.
Indian food, yeah,
Get out of
no.
here.
Yeah,
All right.
I don't know if I'm gonna find a Indian product line. I'm
Never
just
say never, but at this point, maybe not.
Yeah.
What have been some of the big surprises, or as you've obviously, you have an idea of how this program's going to work out. Like, it's going to be awesome. This is what it's going to look like. And then, you know, it goes out in the world and it sort of takes on a life of its own.
With Rise, so the way Rise works is that A, we meet monthly virtually, right? Anyway, second Tuesday of the month we meet, and then we put together two different investment opportunities. We do that ongoing. And then we do yearly meetings. So we will do a yearly meeting of a sustainable manufacturer, right? That one company she's going to help us do a sustainable manufacturing tour, and that just happens to be in Italy, you know. We'll do a sustainable agriculture tour of, you know, of a property that is growing agriculture sustainably. So it just has to be impact focused. So we do meet in person, but they're impact themes, if that makes sense. And then outside of that, we have a digital platform, right? So the impact investing community, we have a complete digital platform where you can kind of come in and look and then chat about these things, where we just share, here's like the ecosystem of all the things you can participate in, and then here's how it works. And then that's what we have. And then ongoing, right? It's really about having a movement to where, you know, if you want to use your savings towards impact, then we want to connect you with, you know, individuals that will educate you to do so, as well as the opportunities that you can participate in, if that's how you want to spend your time on the earth. That's
Wonderful. And
it.
has it gone exactly like you expected, or have some things worked better or some things not worked?
I will tell you, when I first started, right, what I didn't anticipate is, you know, I thought it was, you know, kind of targeting kind of in the bell curve, right? You know, that group that I told you about. But then what I didn't expect is we have these outliers, George, and they just want to learn. They're just like, we just want to learn. Like, we don't really necessarily have any. So it's been interesting. That's why we really kind of did the platform instead of just the virtual me, because we had ones that are just like, I just want to learn. I just want to know, right? So that's the part that I didn't anticipate. So we're just really hyper focused on the empowerment. Here's why you would invest in, you know, sustainable. We'll do a media piece on that, you know, web masterclass on that, you know, and then we'll invite sustainable agriculture funds to come in, right? Just because, right, we can't, you know, our soil is 70% of it is a road. We can't continue these farming practices. I'm not going to go down that route on this call, but I mean, I could literally talk on each and every single one of these things that we like to aggregate and share. That if they had the support, and again, it's not philanthropy, because like we're really talking about, okay, here's how we expect our money to grow based off of historical track records, right? So this is not just blindly giving, it's like an expectation off of a business plan where we can accurately measure, right? Like, here's the number of, you know, carbon, you know, reduction. Here's the number of, you know, water, you know, recycling product. Here's the number of affordable rents. Here's the number, right? I mean, each one you can kind of just go down and establish some quantitative metrics, especially with private, right? It's really clear what the private opportunities are from an impact quantitative metric. Right. You can say 80% of the rents will be capped and they will be for teachers and military and affordable, right? Stuff like that is more quantitative, as opposed to large companies that's just kind of fitting ESG into the strategy. It's like these smaller, the private companies are built from quantitative in mind. So no, it's gone well because we folk we're sharing, right? It's a community, and it's like, oh, I didn't know that. So that's why it's gone well, because there's a curiousness around, like, why wasn't this shared with me? And I was like, I know, I like we all should know. So
That's what you're doing now. So I think it's great. It certainly makes sense that you would want to attract people into the community that have the means and the ability to make investments, but then also to be attracting people into the community that will one day be able to make those investments, but they're in the stage of wanting to educate themselves and to be in a position when they're ready, then they'll know. So I think that that's awesome.
And it really is. I mean, we can all think about it. We all have things that we care about. We all do. And we all have things that we may want to change about the world. Sometimes we just don't know about the best way to do that. Well, maybe not everybody, but I would say a lot of us have things we'd like to alter if we could.
And once I know that, yeah, I actually have the ability to do that, it is a pretty cool thing. So I appreciate what you're working on and what you're doing.
And I love the work you're doing. I mean, I love that you're creating this podcast for financial education. I love that, right? Because remember, I don't know, in our day, well, I don't know, but like, money wasn't really talked about. I'm so lucky that I had a dad and parents, that would play like the cash flow game with me, even being corporate. But it wasn't really talked about. And now there's this slow shift. So I love the work that you're doing here as well. So because it's making it so it's not like, shh, we should talk about that, because we should, So
Totally,
thank you for that.
for sure. Well, it's been a pleasure and continues to be. And the more you can help somebody identify as an investor, it's one of the worst things that I hear from people is when I get in front of people and they say, "Ah, oh, you know what? I'm just not very good at money," and it just makes me sad. And it's I think, well, I'm glad that you're here because we're going to change all of that today. So it's available to everybody, and we need opportunities like Rise and people like you to make them more accessible. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love that, George. I love that. Thank you.
Well, tonight we're ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
Okay. Yeah. Again, do you want personal? Do you want ever talk? Give me some. What would you like?
Give me a professional one first.
Okay. All right. So what difference, Natal? Okay, ask me the question so I know exactly how you want me to answer it.
Well, it's not necessarily a question. It's just we're looking for a tip. So it could be, come check out of our free event. It could be, look both ways before you cross the street. It could be never eat Indian food ever again because it's
Okay,
terrible.
so I'm gonna do two. I'm gonna do one
Yes.
personal, one professional.
All right.
So I would say my tip is A, when you buy things, think about what you're voting for and the company or product or service that you're supporting. So I would just say maybe give a little thought to that. And then the other tip I would say is really try to enjoy your time, your peaceful time. That's one thing that I feel like I've learned later in life, to enjoy the still moments that you have, even alone by yourself, and learn to be okay with that, if that makes sense. So I've had to learn as I've gotten older, right, to just really enjoy that quiet time, that personal time, being present with myself and embracing that. And I think that that's helped me in so many ways, because otherwise, right, I'm always like, here, you need to do this better. You need to do this better. You need to do that better. And I'm my own worst critic, right? Always. And I've been like this for decades. And I've had to learn over the decades to just, and I just learned it this year, so I'm telling you something new, to just be okay with just being present and alone and enjoying and embracing that time. Because I have never done that before, and it's wonderful, and it helps you in so many ways, mentally, spiritually, professionally, personally, always, just by being still.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Tanaya, I am a human doing who is working really hard to becoming a human being. So I think that we're what you just described is something I'm certainly trying to work on. Just be still. Stop doing stuff all the time, George. Slow down, buddy.
Yeah, I second that.
And it sounds easy, but it's a little harder, but you just have to make space for it. And what a great question to ask yourself as you're about to make a consumer decision about I'm about to pull into the drive-through and go to McDonald's, or I'm about to, buy something on Amazon. Okay, is this what I want to do? Is this what I want to support? If the answer is yes, then do it. But I think that there's a lot of value in just asking that question.
Yeah, there's a lot of value in just thinking how we want to, like make our money work for us, and how we want to, affect the kind of change we want. That's all I'm going to say there. It was said already.
Yeah, I love it. Well, tonight, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people get active and involved with Rise the Movement?
Yeah, so head to risethemovement.com there. And then if you go to hello@risethemovement.com, we'll send you access to our impact investing community, right? Where you can see all those cool opportunities as well. Just say, send an email to hello@risethemovement.com, and we'll send you over a complimentary access to our impact investing community. And then that way you can see all the opportunities.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show tonight your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to risethemovement.com. Check out everything that Tanaya and I have been talking about and the community that she, and the movement that she is creating. And shoot her an email or the organization an email, hello@risethemovement.com, and you will receive back that guide. So love it. Thanks again, Tanaya.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you,
You as
George.
well. Finally, friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.